This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Peter Greenberg is well known not only to you and to me, but to people around the nation. He is known in the industry as a travel detective, and he is the host of Eye on Travel. This weekend on WGN, it airs at 5 p.m. How are you today, Peter?
I'm hanging in. How are you?
I'm doing well. You travel more than anyone I've ever known. And have you managed to dodge the variant and COVID and all of that with all of your travel?
I have. I was traveling back in July of 20, even before the vaccine. But, of course, I was first online for it back in February of last year. And then, of course, I've gotten my second shot of my booster. I play by the rules. I wear the mask where I have to. Social distancing, the usual protocols. But the key is, if you can do all that, and of course consult with your physician to make sure that you're medically okay to go, then I do it.
Delta today said 8,000 of their employees contracted COVID-19 over the past 4 weeks. We saw the number from United yesterday. Is this what is leading to all the cancellation of flights?
Well, it's part of it. They were understaffed to begin with. Remember, during the days of the PPP money and federal assistance, the airlines got a lot of money from the federal government, but the provision was they could not lay anybody off or fire anybody. They had to keep everybody on the payroll, and they did. But at the same time, the airlines used it as an opportunity to offer very generous buyout provisions to their employees who wanted to leave. And a lot more took it than they expected. And then all of a sudden, travel comes back with a vengeance in April, May, and June of last year, and they were clearly unprepared. At the same time, they doubled and tripled down on their schedules and added more flights in cities because they wanted to do it. And then all you needed was a little bit of weather or one little person coming down with a positive test, and the system started to melt down. We saw it with Spirit. We saw it with American. And, you know, it's a problem. Now, United Airlines, on the other hand, you know, you mentioned the 3,000 people who are tested positive for COVID with United. Remember, they were the airline that told their employees, if you didn't get vaccinated by last September 27th, you're going to lose your job. Well, 99% of the United employees did get vaccinated. So the 3,000 people who have it, they're not dying. It's the mild case. Or asymptomatic. They're quarantining for like 4 or 5 days, and then they're coming back to work. So they're leading the way at United to get back out of this. They're managing it better.
PeterGreenberg.com. If you want to keep up to date on everything, that's where you go, because Peter is the eye on travel. And Peter, I know you just did an article about airline food. Honestly, why does it taste so bad? I mean, unless
well,
you're in first class, you know?
No, wait. No, not necessarily. Airline food is an oxymoron because, first of all, it's already heated twice. First in the airport kitchens, and then again on the plane, where you have other factors like humidity, dehydration, and altitude, and pressure. So that destroys taste in a heartbeat. The best thing you could do on an airplane is bring your own supply of fresh fruit, which you can eat. It hydrates you. It's okay. It's not overly messy, and you'll save your money for the food on the ground. Or if they have a salad on the plane, I haven't seen one of those in a while, but if they do, or they have fresh fruit, that's what you go for. Anything that's heated, you'll notice, is covered with a pretty thick sauce, and that's an attempt by the airline to retain whatever moisture is left in that meal. You eat that, you wear that, okay?
Peter Greenberg is on the road around the world almost every day of the year. Eye on Travel airs here this weekend, 5 p.m. on Sunday. Tell me about ghost flights. I was reading that Lufthansa, has flown 18,000 flights this winter without one passenger because it has something to do with pre-pandemic regulations that requires carriers to perform a minimum number of their scheduled flights or they lose slots at the airport. How many airlines are doing this?
A lot. Remember, we had the same situation in the United States. The airlines were required to fly the planes for another reason. How did airlines get in business in the first place in this country? It was called the United States Postal Service, to carry the mail. So even though there may not be passengers on board, there's a lot of cargo. And the airlines were making, in many cases, a lot of money on cargo during a time in which they weren't carrying many passengers at all. What's happening now with Lufthansa, you mentioned it, they've canceled 33,000 flights between now and the 15th of February because nobody's traveling. By the way, U.S. airlines are doing the same thing. The first quarter of every year is traditionally a low-traveled month. So in an attempt to get back their schedule and to get their flight crews back in sequence with their planes, you'll see a lot of cancellations between now and February 15th. And then after that part, weather notwithstanding, we got a pretty good shot of a realistic schedule going forward.
I got to tell you that it seems like the hotels in the city here are empty, which means it's winter in Chicago. But that's the time when we start thinking about getting out of town in February or in March. When's a good time to book travel if you're looking at a spring break trip? You need to be on it now?
Absolutely now. I'll give you an example. I'm on a flight tomorrow. I'm in New York today. I'm on a flight tomorrow that my airfare is in double digits. That's how cheap it is. And next week I'm flying from Dallas to LaGuardia. The airfare is $32 on American. So that's, you're going to see that because of the law of supply and demand. But look up until around April 15th, but book it now. Other than maybe President's Day weekend, of course, you'll be in pretty good shape.
Best time to book, is that still like Tuesday night around midnight, or has that changed?
No, you know what? That's changed. The best time to book is about 10 o'clock at night on a Sunday now. And do it, you know, do it with a human being. Don't just do it online, because a lot of things fly into their website that you don't see, but they see it on their screen.
So you're telling me you actually call the 800 number and try and book a flight with a real person?
Every single time. Now, that doesn't mean I don't research it online, but I will never confirm a flight unless I can talk to a human being.
Oh, my gosh. I guess I better get back to doing it old school if that's what saves me money. When you go online and you see a flight that says they actually tag it now, this flight usually arrives 30 minutes late. Is that a red flag, or do you accept it as it's written?
Well, at least they're revealing the truth. Every month, the U.S. Department of Transportation publishes a list of the worst offending flights by flight number and route. So it's no longer a good idea to say, oh, we're the on-time airline. If you're on the flight from Chicago to Cleveland, and that flight's late 96% of the time, why is that the on-time airline? It's not. You can get that information on our website, petergreenberg.com, or at the U.S. Department of Transportation. At least you get a little bit of a heads up as to what your odds are when you're going to go on an airplane.
Peter Greenberg is known in the industry as the travel detective. I noticed staying in a hotel last week that I asked for an upgrade. And they gave it to me. And then they said, you know what? If you refuse maid service, we'll take an extra $10 off a night. Is that something you can regularly bring up at the front desk when you check in?
Well, you actually bring it up before you get to the front desk. You pick up the phone before you ever get to a location, and you ask to speak to the MOD, the manager on duty. Introduce yourself. Establish a relationship. Let him know, or let her know, that you're coming. And then write him a thank you note. I'm telling you, do what your mom told you to do when you got a present when you were a kid. Write your thank you letter. And then when you get there, basically you know somebody, and without ever even having to ask, you're probably first in line for an upgrade. But also when you have that conversation, you can ask questions you can never ask online. Can my kids stay free? Can they eat free? Will you throw in free parking? What about those $9 bottles of water? What about the internet? Can we work on that? And all of a sudden, that you're never going to see online. That comes from a conversation.
PeterGreenberg.com. That's where you get your info. And Peter will be listening on Sunday for Eye on Travel at 5 p.m. Thank you so much. Have a safe flight.
Hey, thanks so much.